I'm going to take you back to our lead story now, which was about various prosecutions and arrests. And we are going to speak to Cindy Sawaka, the investigating directorate spokesperson, because former Tegeta Exploration and Resources Director Ronica Raghavan, Optimum Coal Mines former trustee Pushpavani Govender, and the former Department of Mineral Resources Deputy Director General Joe Rapela appearing in court today. Cindy, thank you for joining us. I know you've just stepped out of court. Firstly, tell us about the charges that the three are facing.
So the charges stand accused of fraud, forgery, uttering, perjury, money laundering. That's just the whole host of the charges in relation to a $107.5 million mine rehabilitation fund for Optimum Coal Mine, as well as Gordonfontein Trust account. So what basically transpired is that the accused used those funds, which is supposed to be for the rehabilitation of the mine post-closure or sell-off, for supposed to sit in the trust account for about 10 years. The money was then used for other things. First, the $100 million was used for a guarantee for the purchase of Optimum Coal Mine. So the money from the trust was used for the purchase of Optimum Coal Mine. And then the 7.5 was actually used in order to assist another mine called Clipbank Mining, which is actually something that was also not supposed to take place.
Cindy, there was a bit of drama in court today, I understand. Joel Rapela not feeling well, and he had to be rushed to hospital.
Yes, unfortunately, when the court started, you could visibly see that Mr. Joel Rapela was not doing too well. He wasn't able to communicate with the magistrate. Whenever asked whether he has a legal representative in court, he said yes. However, he couldn't even give us a number initially. It was just a lot of back and forth, but he has now since been rushed off. The ambulance is actually here to take him to the hospital, but unfortunately he then has to spend another night once he's recovered in police custody. Once he's recovered, he can then come back to court. We have said that we're not opposing bail for any of the accused, so once he's fit and proper, he can come to court and have his bail hearing.
Cindy, thank you for that. Cindy Sawaka, the investigating directorate spokesperson, with an update on those three people appearing in court today in connection with the looting of Optimum Coal Mine. And that is an update from the investigating directorate on that matter.
Hi, Mandy. What about the enablers of corruption? I mean, they are also pivotal to the ones who stole the money, because they similar to a mother that allowed someone else to molest a child and she sit and watch, and she doesn't get been prosecuted for that particular crime as well. So those guys, that the enablers, needs to also be punished. Mark, yeah. Thanks, bye.